Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wanted to bring this up. So you see the fat mouth father of Lonzo Ball doesn't want his son traded to the Pelicans. Apparently he thinks that people actually listen to him. One thing I'm learning very quickly about the NBA is no one listens to him. Did you notice they listened to him up until the point he got drafted, and then ever since then he's never been, you don't listen or hear from him, right? Because the Lakers shut him up. LeBron, whoever, Magic, Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, somebody shut him up. Because that guy never shuts up, ever. And then he shut up, right, for the longest time. Now his son's getting traded, so he's not going to follow the rules anymore because they know they're going to dump him, right? It's happening, right? Any minute now, any day now, he's going to get traded. And he's going to get traded to the Pelicans, right? So he doesn't like that. That's too bad. And here's another thing. Did you hear about this guy, Kyler Murray's dad is the problem now. They're saying that his father is a pain in the ass.
I didn't hear about him. What did his father
do? Well, everyone's saying that he needs, that he needs to get an agent and stop listening to his father because his father is telling people, you know, everybody's asking him, are you going to play football? Are you going to go to the combine? Whether you'll be at spring training? And Murray won't answer the questions. And then his father was asked the same questions. And his father said no comment. So they won't deal with the media about anything, what the kid's going to do. And, the bottom line is, does anyone think that he's not going to the NFL? Are people actually believing he's not going to do it? I think he is.
He's going to do that. And not only that, I mean, last week you had Anthony Davis's father coming out and talking about how he doesn't want him going to Boston because of, how they didn't show any right. love for IT4 and just got rid of him. I mean, I thought Father's Day's in June. Why are all these guys opening their mouth in the last, 4 days?
Why is it that, that's my point of this whole conversation. Why is it that we have to listen to these people? That we have to listen to the father of Lonzo Ball? Like, I mean, he's a grown man. He's got a child, right? The guy's got a kid. And we're still listening to Daddy and Kyler Murray. We got to listen to Daddy. And how about the one you're talking about?
Anthony Davis Sr.
His dad saying he doesn't want to go to Boston. Well, I think he's made it clear, Davis himself, right? He doesn't want to play for the Celtics.
So pretty much.
Why would you trade for a guy that, or even try to get him now in the summer or anytime, knowing full on that he doesn't want to play for you? I mean, he just doesn't want to be there. I wouldn't want that guy. You're either all in or you're not. Like, if you don't want to play for me, I don't want you. Why would the fans want him or anyone want him? He doesn't want to be there. Why would you go after a guy like that?
NBA's out of control. It's absolutely out of control.
Just send him to the Lakers already and get it over with.
You're right. And I just – how anybody's father could go, well, you can't trade my son to this team, and you can't trade my son to that team.
What could the Knicks do for the Pelicans besides nothing?
I would have to guess it would involve –
who?
Their first-round pick this year, which is going to be in the probably in the top 3 to 5, which is going to be in that area.
Allegedly,
and probably the first-round picks that they got in the Porzingis deal.
Trade. Those are not top 5 picks.
We don't know that.
Well, aren't they all supposed to be?
Well, they're years down the line.
Right.
Nobody knows what they'll be. You're taking a complete chance.
But I thought they weren't lottery picks. They're after 6.
All right, but still, I mean, it's 6 to, you never know where the team
whatever.
Finish,
right? All I know is I don't think this is me. I actually don't think the Pelicans will do that deal.
No, but, if they're going to do a deal with the Knicks, it would have to include Porzingis, and now he's gone. That was the best asset they had. He's gone. That's off the table for them. The only way they get him is if by some miracle he signs.
And then who is the other team? The Clippers?
Clippers and the Bucks.
Clippers and the Bucks. Well, here's the deal. Do you really think that they're going to end up, the Bucks are going to get Anthony Davis and they already have Greek Freak? They're going to have two guys that are 7-footers? You think they're both getting, that's not happening either. He's going to the Lakers. Are you serious? Now, the Clippers, what could they do? Are the Clippers, they trade the whole team.
Yeah, what star do they have to give up that could make it worth it?
So it's the Lakers and the rejuvenated, right? Is that not like, the rejuvenated offer, if it's true, of, you know, that Dems talked twice to Magic Johnson today, allegedly, and they're willing to give the Pelicans cap relief for Anthony Davis by taking Solomon Hill for Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Rondo, Lance Stephenson, Beasley, and two first-rounders. How do you not do that deal if you're the Pelicans? That's, you're getting the entire, besides LeBron, you're getting the entire Lakers team. The only thing you're not getting is Luke Walton. I mean, are they not trading the whole team to him?
I mean, that seems like a much better offer than they gave before. The only reason I could see them not doing that is because if they've got a call from Danny Ainge and say, listen, I can't do this now, but I will do it in the summer, because they do have the better assets. They do have the better things to give them. And even if he said he's not going to sign long-term in Boston, doesn't mean Boston won't take a chance. Look at what Toronto did with Kawhi. Look at how Boston, you know, didn't take the chance on PG-13 because they thought he was going to L.A., and then he stays in Oak City. It wouldn't surprise me if they take a chance on him and say, hey, we'll trade you these guys and we'll try to convince him while he's here. So if Ainge has already called him and said, I'll give you this stuff in the summer, just hold pat, then I would stay pat and, you know, wait. I'd rather, much rather, Tatum, Brown, and some of these other, and, you know, Rozier, than Kuzma, Ball, and Ingram.
All right, so one of the deals that they offered him allegedly was Ball, Ingram, Kuzma, Zubac, and a first-round pick for Davis. I would do that, too. You get the big guy, Zubats, and then you get Ingram, Kuzma, Lonzo, and you get a first-round pick for him.
Or two first-round picks?
One in that package. So I think, you know,
he's going to end up on the Lakers. You just know that he is. He's going to be on the Lakers.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up on the Lakers. And how do you feel about the guy? And I'll take your calls here in a second. The guy, Ball, thinking that he can dictate where his son's going.
I think he's an idiot.
He really is.
I don't think he has that kind of power to say, oh, I don't want him there. But I think him opening his mouth does put that in the back of people's minds at some point. If I trade for this kid, do I want to deal with him? Just like it put that in people's minds when the draft was coming up and saying, like, oh, I don't want him, this team. People were thinking, I don't want to deal with this guy. Yeah, the kid has talent, but is it worth putting up with his dad running his mouth all year? He shut it for a while with the Lakers. They controlled him somehow. But now he seems
to
be out of town.
When you watch him play, do you think he's worth dealing with his dad? Do you
think
his game's not worth it?
It's not worth it at this point. He hasn't lived up to – he's getting better, but he's not a superstar like people thought he'd be.
He's getting better, but he never has lived up to any of the hype.
Honestly, Mafia's right. Like, if I was the Pelicans, I'd probably be sitting there like, yo, guys, we don't even want this dude. Like, I don't want – because you get his father then, too.
Painful.
Like, I don't need to deal with this guy coming down here telling me that his son's not going to play or he's not going to do this. You could keep that dude. Like, you just
give me Ingram and Kuzma and a first rounder and Zubats.
That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.